sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
We're back, folks.
Can survive.
And I'll talk a little bit more about Lindsey Graham. I want to just restate this to you. It happened this morning. I saw it with my own eyes. Lindsey Graham, this puke, this fake conservative, and remember, we've all seen him on TV, sounding great. He was angry, animated, saying true things about our enemies, and sounding like he's just hopping mad, and he's ready to jump down their throats. But I think that's his job, actually. Because as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he makes sure that nothing bad ever happens to those enemies, that their crimes never get exposed, and that they never be punished. So what would be the description of Lindsey Graham's job in the deep state? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's what the deep state would say about the assignment they have given Lindsey Graham. He's just words. He's not going to hurt him. No sticks and stones, just words. And that's a job. You know, there are, think about it, folks. In a controlled situation where you control the opposition, that's one of the jobs that you hire people to do, which is to make you think that they're defending you, and then they make sure that they don't. It's like General Michael Flynn's attorney, who had a secret side deal with the prosecutor to sell out his client, Mike Flynn. And Mike Flynn didn't know that. So Mike Flynn thought, he ended up spending millions of dollars he didn't have, had to sell his house. Fortunately, didn't lose his marriage to his attorney who was working for the other side. So Lindsey Graham, we're trusting him, big mistake, because he says nice things on TV. He sounds like a patriot. He's not, because in answer to Maria Bartiromo, I can think of a lot of answers to Maria Bartiromo's question, when are you going to investigate these people? Remember, we have the enemy dead to rights now. We have James Comey with his panties down around his ankles. We have Peter Strzok with his panties down around his ankles. We have them, you know, we've got photographic evidence. We've got the film of the guilt of these criminals. And so the question is, Lindsey Graham, when are you going to call Peter Strzok? Subpoena him. Subpoena James Comey. And ask him about these panties around his ankles. And his answer was, I'm not, very indignant, red in the face, angry at Bartiromo. I'm not going to interfere in an ongoing investigation. And Bartiromo, he was so emphatic, he was threatening. His answer was in a threatening tone to Bartiromo. In other words, Lindsey Graham, very powerful person, unfortunately, was saying to Bartiromo, you ask me that question again, and I'm going to get you. I'm going to go after you personally if you ask me that question again. When are you going to hold a hearing? When are you going to subpoena somebody? His answer was, hell no, I'm not going to subpoena any of these people. I'm not going to interfere in an ongoing investigation. What are you talking about? So the only thing you can hold a hearing on, Mr., and I use the term loosely, Graham, is something that nobody's holding any kind of investigation in. The only thing you can investigate is things that nobody's investigating. Really? That's novel. That's a new one. Gee. Thanks, but no thanks, Lindsay. You punk, you puke, you coward. And it's worse than that. Lindsey Graham is working for the other side. He is a compromised person. He is not one of us. He needs to be thrown out of the Senate. I don't care if they elect a Democrat to replace him. That would be better than Lindsey Graham. So that's my story on Lindsey Graham. Okay, now let's go to some other topics. Let's go to some callers, first of all. Let's go to, in no particular order, let's go to Joel in Santa Monica, a town I know very, very well. Joel, you're on the air.
Why, hi, James. Yeah, I'm here in your old stomping grounds of Santa Monica, California, and they have fenced off all of Palisades Park and won't let anyone walk in it, or, you know, there's a couple homeless people maybe sleeping there from day to day, but I'm a little disturbed, and the people have just bought into
Well, when you
it.
Say, I now, mean, Joel, when they've got it fenced off, is the fence on the on the Palisades Park side of Ocean there?
Yes, right up along Ocean Avenue. So, and they fenced off, you know, Palisades Park is a couple miles long. They put a fence down the whole darn thing.
Wow. Now, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, let me tell you. For you, all of you have seen Palisades Park in Santa Monica 1,000 times because more commercials on your TV set are filmed in that park than anywhere else in the world. And Joel can verify that because as Santa Monicans, he and I, we watch commercial after commercial where we go, oh, man, that's in Palisades Park. And the movie companies, many of which are based in Santa Monica, it's just a piece of cake. They rent a part of the park from the city and then film an ad or a movie in Palisades Park. Folks, that is cliffs that are like more than 100 feet above the Pacific Ocean. You look out from those cliffs out onto the Pacific. The air is fresh. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. The people in the condos on the other side of the street, those condos are $4-5 million each. It's beautiful. The grass is green. The palm trees are waving in the wind. It's absolutely beautiful. To tell people they can't walk in that park, in that fresh air, because it would be a threat to their health, folks, it's more than insane. Go ahead, Joel.
Oh, well, what's even more insane is now the other parks in town are actually open. So, you know, your parks that are about a block, you know, a block or two big, they're not shut down, but no one really goes to those parks. They shut down the one that you can look out at the sun, you can go down to the beach, you know, it's where everyone jogs. It's like basically for all the apartment dwellers in Santa Monica, of which there are many, that is our backyard. I mean,
yes.
So they essentially have fenced off our backyard, and it doesn't even follow the county guidelines. You know, the county guidelines are horrible already.
What about Santa Monica Beach below it?
They have that. The county has said that the beach has to be shut down, and I believe the state governor has said that it has to be shut down too. And
ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. For those of you, you've also seen Santa Monica Beach. Right now, commercials are running on your TV that have as their backdrop Santa Monica Pier, which has gone to hell in a handcart. But the beach, the beautiful sandy beach at Santa Monica, is in fact the largest sand beach in the world. And so social distancing, first of all, to hell with social distancing. But to close down the largest beach in the world, because with the air coming off the Pacific Ocean that last touched land at probably China, okay, is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Now, Joel, continue to. Now, are people, let me ask you this, are people in Santa Monica wearing masks?
Well, it depends on where you go. In some places, there's more people wearing masks than are not. And then right around here, I'm at Montana and Ocean, more or less. And it kind of varies.
Joel, if go down next time you're on Ocean, okay, go to 833 Ocean Avenue.
Okay.
Go to 833 Ocean Avenue. Those are condos that are all going for like $4 million each. I used to manage. I used to be the building manager at 833 Ocean.
Oh, really? I live right around the corner. I'm at the 800 block on 2nd and Idaho.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I you and I have probably, if you've been there for a few years, you and I have seen each other and shopped at Safeway together. And
I was there when the tea party was on the pier, when Steve Vincent was all dressed up and throwing boxes out to the ocean.
Yeah.
You remember that
video? Remember that video on the Santa Monica Pier? Ron Paul, start a revolution. Ron Paul. Remember that one with Amy Allen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was one of the first people that heard Amy Allen's song. I was at a Ron Paul meetup, and she had a cassette deck, and she played that on her boombox. And when she played it, literally the boombox caught on fire and started smoking in the room.
Wow. Joel, this is incredible.
Yeah, I'll never
I actually got to hug Amy Allen at the Ron Paul counter convention in the Minneapolis Target Center in 2008, at the same time as the Republican convention in the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. I actually got to hug Amy Allen. She sang that Ron Paul Revolution song, and that was only weeks. Get this. These are kind of details, folks, but they may interest you out there. You got to remember Amy Allen and the Ron Paul Revolution. She's the one that sang that incredible song with the incredible video. I would sing it for you now if I could remember all, but she, you know, it's Ron Paul, you know, start a revolution, boom, boom, boom. Ron Paul, legalize. Yeah. One of the lyrics is legalize the Constitution. And that's all coming true now. Yeah. And guess what? You know what was so brave? You may not know this story, Joel, even though you've met Amy Allen. When she sang at the Ron Paul rally at the Target Center, and there were 10 folks. This is the our movement before Donald Trump became the head of our movement. Ron Paul was the head, and there were 10,000 of us. That's right, filling the Target Center, which Ron Paul rented on like 10 minutes' notice. And it was a protest against the rhinos at the Republican convention where they nominated John McCain, Rhino, Mr. Rhino. And Ron Paul had so much of that story right. But Amy, I'll just give you this little personal touch that nobody knows, and she doesn't talk about it. Amy Allen, when she sang for us at the Target Center, 10,000 of us, just blew us away, was singing in pain because just weeks earlier she'd been mugged by illegal aliens in downtown Los Angeles when she walked out of a studio door at night. Big mistake. Illegal aliens beat her almost to death and broke her jaw severely. But she was so dedicated, she in pain sang that song only weeks later.
Well, yeah, you know, actually, I do remember hearing about that at the time because I was at that rally. I even stayed in whatever it was, like Camp Mosquito or something. I forget the name of the camp, but I remember that rumor was going around the campfire that she had been beaten up, actually.
And yeah, almost to death. Beaten almost to death.
Wow. Yeah, now, kind of getting off topic a little bit, but what has happened to Amy Allen? I haven't heard from her in years.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a report on that, Joel. And by the way, you know, for everybody out there, my phone number, my personal phone number is 701-317-5317. 701-317-5317. 317. I want everybody to know that number. And Amy Allen, call me anytime.
Oh, yeah. Joel, you can call me anytime.
And I'll keep – I've also wondered what happened to Amy Allen, because she's an incredible singer and an incredible patriot. And you're right. We haven't heard much from her. But I'll tell you what, after you get beaten up almost to death, you know, that can change your life. And if you're a singer, if they've broken your jaw severely, I've had a sort of a semi-career as a singer. I don't imagine myself singing after somebody, after illegal aliens kick me and beat me so hard that they break my jaw severely and almost kill me. You know, I don't think I'd be doing much singing after that.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, kind of brings me to my question for calling is, I'm looking around here in Santa Monica and it's looking bleak to me. And I'm just wondering if it's game over here, if it's time to get out, or if there's still some patriots around here, or if it is time to get out, like where are the places that we can actually, you know, what are the areas that patriots can kind of coalesce and get something going? Because it doesn't look good around here, I'll have to tell you the
right
truth.
Well, now, you know what, you're raising a good topic that I'm sure everybody in this audience is interested in, and it's amazing that you and I, Joel, are having this conversation, because I left Santa Monica for the place I'm in now, which is North Dakota. And I love Santa Monica. I grew up in the Palisades. I grew up in three places there, Malibu, the Pacific Palisades, and Santa Monica. I moved from Malibu to Palisades to Santa Monica. They're all adjacent towns there, folks. And it used to be paradise. It used to be as wonderful a place as you could ever live in the world. And it was safe. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. And I, like all so many of us naive, you know, people of our description, dumb bunny me. I thought, well, this, you know, why would this ever go away? You know, the surf's always going to be beautiful in Malibu, and, you know, the streets are always going to be quiet and beautiful, and the trees wafting in the Palisades and the palm trees in Santa Monica, and you can always walk down to the beach. And, well, you know what, folks? And I'll tell you, Joel, you'll relate to this story. I used to, as a kid, I used to play on the Santa Monica Pier. It was so safe. We little kids, we'd even go under the pier and the beams down below. We never told our mothers we were doing that. But it was safe for little children to play on the pier. Folks, I recently traveled back to Santa Monica with my, at the time, I guess, six-year-old boy, because I wanted to show him the pier I grew up on. And with after 5 minutes of being on that pier, I was like, get me out of here. What a mistake. It was like packed cheek to jowl with the entire population of Mexico and other places, you know, Guatemala and Honduras and, you know, China. I mean, they were all down there. They were all noisy, and it was like unbearable and dangerous. And, it was like, that song, what's that song, the dump that Rush Limbaugh uses? My city was gone. Help me with her name. Dump, dump, da, da, da. You know, yeah, my city was gone. Yeah. Santa Monica was gone. To answer your question, Joel, many people, they're bailing out of many places. And it's a two-sided deal. It cuts both ways. Because if you patriots, and not you personally, Joel, like, I'm a patriot who left Santa Monica. When I left, I hurt the patriot scene there. I was one of Santa Monica's troops left. And we'll talk about it. Can you stay on the phone, Joel?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Please stay on the phone. We'll be right back, folks.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
My city was gone, folks. Wow. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh uses that song in his show. Are you there with me, Joel?
I am indeed.
I'm just having a memory blank here. Help me with her name. She's such a brilliant singer. Chrissy Hynde. The Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde. H-Y-N-D-E, folks. My city was gone. And, you know, there was a recent Twitter exchange. It was Twitter. Chrissy Hynde got on Twitter, and she's not a right winger. But right after, remember, Donald Trump gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh. This is right after Rush Limbaugh, you know, let the world know that he had been diagnosed with cancer, serious cancer. And Donald Trump so much admires Rush Limbaugh that he on the spur of the moment, he called up Limbaugh, whose home is not far from Donald Trump's in Palm Beach, Florida, where I used to live, within sight of both men's homes. And the he called up Rush Limbaugh and said, get on up here to Washington. And I don't know how much he told him he was going to do, but Limbaugh was crying. He was crying on TV as Melania Trump put the Medal of Freedom around Rush Limbaugh's neck. That was such a glorious moment. I mean, I want to take everybody back. I've been depressing you for this whole show with the horror of this lockdown. That was such a glorious moment. You know, we went from heaven to hell, ladies and gentlemen. Melania Trump putting that around his neck. And Chrissy Hynde saw that on TV. And she tearfully wrote a message to Donald Trump thanking him. And this is a liberal, you know, all these people in Hollywood, all of them are pretty much, they would have to call themselves liberals. Chrissy Hynde's song, My City Was Gone, so perfectly, you know, she's got so much truth there. My city was gone. You know, you got to listen to it. Listen to the lyrics. She's talking about, you know, my family was gone. My, you know, everything, all my places were gone. That's what I saw when I went back to Santa Monica. My city was gone. I was in Guadalajara. I wasn't in Santa Monica anymore. And that's wrong, folks. You should always, your home place, your native soil, the home that your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors fought and died for and sweated and worked, that is yours. It should be yours and belong to your descendants. How long? Forever. Forever. Don't let anybody ever tell you any other way. It doesn't belong to Mexicans. Mexico does belong to Mexicans, and they should be proud of it, and they should build it up. They shouldn't bail out on Guadalajara and then steal my town. That's wrong, folks, just as wrong as if you and I and all the rest of us said, we like that beach at Guadalajara, and we're going to steal it. No, that's wrong. Stay in your own country, people. You Chinese, stay in China. But now get this. Chrissy Hynde tearfully wrote a message to the president thanking him for giving Rush Limbaugh the Medal of Freedom. And you know what she said, Joel? It was just a moment of reality for this you know, person who's, you know, Chrissy Hynde, of course, is stuck in this world of, you know, nothing but left-wing people. She said, Mr. President, my father, if you were alive today, would have been so proud of you, because he listened every day and he loved Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
Yeah, powerful. And that took guts from Chrissy Hynde, because you can be sure after she wrote that message, she was black. I'm sure she was put in the black book of Hollywood. So,
around here, if you don't full on hate Trump, you're ostracized. You know, there's no middle of the road for a lot of these people. It's like if you don't come at it with total hate, they think you're the enemy. And that's one of the things that truly disturbs me about the places. Like before, you know, it was good to disagree about politics because you would learn more from someone else's point of view. But that seems to have gone by the wayside in a ridiculous way over the last 3 years. And yeah. no more so than, you know, in southern, well, I wouldn't say in San Diego, but in I guess West L.A., and environs, that's the case.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to try to do this, folks. Now, I'm looking at a video here in which I can see myself. Amy Allen is on the stage, and we're chanting. I mean, I'm in that crowd, and we're chanting, Ron Paul, revolution, bring us back the Constitution. And we're screaming at the tops of our lungs, folks. It was such a foretaste of the Donald Trump revolution. I'll play it for you in just a minute. We'll be right back. Stay with me, Joel. I'm loving having you on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. And I'm telling you, you know, Joel, you know, you remember that song, the Amy Allen song, the Ron Paul Revolution. You remember how big that was?
Oh, it was huge.
It was huge, folks. And I mean, unless you, most of you should remember it. You know, I should have the lyrics in front of me here. But Ron Paul Revolution, you know, bring back the legalize the Constitution. It was a wonderful, wonderful, powerful song. Millions upon millions of views on YouTube. I mean, many, many millions of views. She even did a Ron Paul Revolution tour. There was a video, another video made of her singing it on Santa Monica Pier that was fabulous. I would have been in that video if I'd been out in Santa Monica at that time. And the I can't find it, Joel. You know, call me. You got my phone number. Call me if you can find it. I can't find it on YouTube. And folks, that's another subject to talk about right now. This will connect with our opening topic, which is the freak out on the coronavirus hysteria. A California doctor two California doctors made a video on YouTube making the point that the shutdown, the lockdown was stupid, and that everything being said about the shutdown was false, that it was bad medical practice. It was not a way to protect our health. It was the exact opposite. Folks, now you may not believe this. This is a genuine, licensed, practicing doctor in California. That video was deleted by YouTube. And they even put up a statement in response. They said it was deleted because it was dangerous. Can you believe that? They said it was misinformation. It was misinforming people. So in the YouTube, which is not doctors, they're not doctors, these clowns, these pukes running YouTube, these left-wing pieces of garbage. No, what the truth is, folks, why did they delete the video of those two doctors? So you wouldn't see it. They don't want you to know that there are lots of doctors who know that the lockdown is dumb. They know that it's a tyrannical takeover. It's a coup d'etat. They've conquered Donald Trump with their takedown, their lockdown. And so YouTube deleted the video. You can't watch it. I can't watch it. Now, after today's show, I'm going to go look for it. And if I can't find it before the end of today's show, I'm going to look for the Amy Allen video. Because, folks, I remember watching that video. It's so good. Joel, I think I watched it so many hundreds of times, I might have hit the 1,000 mark.
I still occasionally see it. I still occasionally find myself singing it here and there. You know, Ron Paul. Da, 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 da. Like,
yeah, it's just so good,
catchy,
folks. It's just
amazing.
And I saw her perform it twice live. I saw her perform it the night before the Ron Paul rally at the Target Center in a town just north of Minneapolis called Brooklyn. There's a public field, an athletic field, and they set up a rock and roll stage there. And Amy Allen and her band performed it there to a huge crowd of us, who the next day found ourselves in the Target Center. That's when I got to hug her. I couldn't believe it. She gave me a hug. She was outside of the arena after the event, and I saw her, and I just kind of put my arms out. You know, I didn't expect to get anything. And she walked up to me and gave me a big hug. I still remember the feeling of holding Amy Allen. And because she's such a star, folks. She made such a difference in the Ron Paul revolution. And she's such a beautiful and talented woman. I think, Joel, here I am. I know what I'm doing, and I know how to search for that video. And I've been looking during the break. I've been looking now for 10 or 15 minutes for that video, and I can't find it. And, it might be there. It might be there somewhere in YouTube. But here's the way these bastards, pardon my French, at Bâtard in French, if you want to hear the French of it. This is how they censor you, ladies and gentlemen. They don't have to delete something entirely. They do that. That's one of their tricks, but they can also just make something hard to find. And it's, tantamount to deleting it. If it's going to take you a day every time you look for something to find it again, and if they keep moving it around, it's just as good as deleting it. And the problem for us, go ahead, Joel.
There was some speculation that the people that beat her up were connected to like something bigger. I do remember that. I mean, that was, she was coming out, she was on the radio. What people don't know is that she was kind of a co-host of, like a nightly radio show on one of the big FM stations here in LA. Like she was on there with a couple other ladies and they would like chit chat and play songs and stuff. And, her kind of role on that was sort of the conservative lady on the show and stuff. And I think it was coming out of that show that she got beat up. So okay. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe she's, you know, maybe backpedaled from it a little bit just out of fear. You know,
Exactly. She was beaten up nearly to death. And she was just coming out of a studio door in downtown Los Angeles. Joel and I both know what the scene is in downtown Los Angeles, so you might as well be in Mexico. And that'll change you. That'll change you. But folks, the people we're fighting on the left, these people, they don't have a conscience. They regard you as scum. The idea of you dying to them is an enjoyable, delightful idea. In their view, you deserve to die. Donald Trump, the rest of us, we all deserve to die because we're in the way of their Bolshevik takeover. And these are truly the scum of the earth. And I love the president has said it. You know, let me say a few good things about the president because I've been pretty tough on him for the beginning of the show. He has referred to these people as scum, just with a snarl on his lip as he says the word scum. He knows they're scum, and he feels as strongly about them as you and I. But he made an enormous mistake here on this. I don't know what your view on the pandemic is, Joel, and I don't want to quiz you or put you on the spot. But I personally, myself, Kelso, I know this is just another flu. Now, it might be engineered. It might have an engineered component. Thank goodness the president is pronouncing very boldly. He's the only world leader who's saying this, that it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 laboratory. None of the other world leaders, quote unquote, have the balls to say the truth. They're going along with the Chinese story that it came out of a fish market. But so the president is saying truthfully, the evidence is overwhelming that it came out of the Chinese Level 4, which is the top level of virus laboratories in Wuhan. And by the way, also, I've heard somewhere somebody, I haven't checked this out yet, but apparently Anthony Fauci was involved with sending millions of dollars to that Wuhan lab during the Obama administration. And the but the point is this, folks, it's a flu. Now, it might have, there's a term in virology called gain of function. And what that means among virologists, I actually talked to an immunologist yesterday. I'll talk to her again later today. And she said, yeah, you got that term right, Jamie, gain of function. That's where a virologist can juice up a virus and splice in other genetic elements into the virus to cause what's called a gain of function, that is adding an effect. So one of the things we've noticed, for instance, this virus is peculiarly effective on old people. And I'm just going to throw this out there, Joel. This is just me speculating as a non-professional. You know, I hope somebody investigates this idea. All of us have on all of our cells things called telomeres. And these are markers that sort of when we run out of telomeres, we run out of life. And one of the ways that people say, you know, you can stay young forever, or stay young, you know, prolong your youth is slow down the rate of losing your telomeres and getting to the end of the line, so to speak. And I'm wondering, Joel, if as a gain of function activity in this very evil Wuhan virus laboratory where they make a point of collecting thousands of different very, very virulent bat viruses, if they in fact got a gain of function where they were able to make a virus that detects old people by having a special virulence on people with at the end of their telomeres, people whose cells, every cell of an old person actually tells you your age. A virologist or a bacteriologist, a scientist, a biologist, looking at any cell of any person can actually tell your age from your telomeres. And so if the virus is particularly sensitive to people who are at the end of their telomeres, it would kill old people overwhelmingly and leave people who have their young telomeres, leave them alone. So this might be the Chinese, the red Chinese, these nasty, nasty killers. They've killed tens and tens, scores of millions of people. What's one of their problems in China? They have a lot of old people whose productive years are over from the communist point of view as worker ants. Maybe they came up with a virus that would kill old people. Maybe it was intended for use.
I thought the same thing, actually. I mean, not as much in detail about the telomeres. I mean, I know there are things you can take like PQQ that's good to boost up your telomeres if that is the way that they're actually doing it. But I think what's just as disturbing is that after all this time, how come no one really knows exactly what this is? I mean, to me, that seems like the biggest joke is that somehow all these doctors, all these, all this science, quote unquote science, and we don't know, like last year we knew what the flu was. We knew what the flu was the year before. Somehow we have a disease. We actually have a political disease. I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, no matter right. what your viewpoint is, you should generally all agree that, hey, let's all not get sick. You know, the fact that like we're even having a discussion about what the disease is months later is absolutely outrageous.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Joel's onto something there, folks. And, you know, one of the terms you've heard is contact tracing. They want to contact. Look at these bastards. They want to contact trace you. So if you test positive for this, you know, it's just a flu. It's just a flu, folks. You don't need, don't freak out. Please don't think you're going to die. If you're, you know, your chances of dying if you're a young person or a healthy person, either way, if you're old and healthy like me, my chances of dying from this, forget it, zero. Okay? The people who die from this are really weak, really sick, and really old. So if you meet all those requirements, yeah, it's something to worry about. But any flu would be, if you've got three or four morbid conditions and you're really old, yeah, but you know what? You have to wake up worried every day. You have to hope you wake up. But the they do contact tracing. They want to trace you, so they want to interview you like a police interrogation. Who did you talk to? Who have you been with? Who were you close to? Well, wait a minute. Stop right there. Where the hell is the contact? There's a person with every virus. There's a person who's called case number zero. Case number zero, which is the first person to get the disease. And its contact tracing is used to find that very person. And the Chinese, I guarantee you, they know who that person is. Because if all they have to do is take the first 100 cases, which they have on file, and you can be sure they investigated the hell out of them with police state methods, those 100 people, they know who each of those people got the virus from. They've contact traced it back, and it'll all, you know, all those contacts will pinpoint one person who walked out of that Wuhan lab either with the virus in a vial in order to spread it around the world, or simply being positive with the virus to spread it accidentally. But one of those things happened. And by the way, what the Chinese government has done to us, folks, you go back to things that have been called acts of war. You know, the USS Maine blew up in Havana Harbor. That was called an act of war. Princes in Serbia were... A prince and princess were assassinated. That was considered the cause of World War I. On and on. The shelling of Fort Sumter. Folks, what China did to you personally is a greater act of war. That is an act of war against all of us. That's 1,000 times greater than the blowing up of the Havana, which was accidental in Havana Harbor, or the... You know, I remember in the Vietnam War, they claimed that a U.S. destroyer had been attacked, which it hadn't been. But all of those fake acts of war, China has declared war on America big time. Just as Joel said, when they didn't inform us that the virus was there, they didn't inform us how virulent it was. They didn't inform us it was a human-to-human transmission. They didn't inform us the nature of the virus, which they know very well. In fact, it's possible they engineered it. Those are all acts of what? Negligence? Discourtesy? No, those are acts of war. That is lethal war.
James, if I could chime in here just real quick, I mean, isn't that maybe the problem? I mean, that maybe this was a setup for a war.
That's a possibility. We got a break here coming up. Joel, if you want to stay on, you're basically a guest on the show. Do you mind?
I'm here.
Stick around. I love your thinking. We'll be right back.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Oh, we're back, folks. We got Joel from Santa Monica with me. And let me tell you, Joel, I've been looking. I looked through all through the break. I looked under every name, Amy Allen, Rally for the Republic, Ron Paul Revolution. Folks, this video is gone off of YouTube. Now, remember, all of you who are familiar with YouTube know what we all used to do. I've kind of said to hell with it. But if you liked a YouTube of somebody, you'd copy it, download it to your computer, copy it, and then upload it back to YouTube. And what that did was, a lot of people like, all kinds of patriots have said one way to protect their messages from deletion is people download it, copy it, and load it up to your own YouTube account. You're familiar with this, aren't you, Joel?
Yeah.
So what that means...
I think I might have found it.
You did?
Looks like it's on... Hold on. It might be on Daily Motion. Yeah, it's on Daily Motion, actually.
Daily Motion, but not on YouTube?
No, not on YouTube.
Okay. All right. And Daily Motion is just a website?
It's like a low-rent YouTube.
Okay. Now, just for the audience, because you'll remember Joel's going to play it for you. It's going to be terrible audio, but go ahead and play it into your phone just so people get the song.
All right, let's see here. Okay. Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Wake up. The audio is terrible, Joel.
How was that?
Yeah, now, folks, if you remember the song, that would have been enough for you to recall the song. But first of all, the Ron Paul Revolution was huge. I'm telling you, there were 10,000 of us in the Target Center. I think it was like July of 2008. It was a big, big deal. Ron Paul was the Donald Trump before Donald Trump. The first time I heard Donald Trump speak was actually at a Ron Paul event at Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in 2011, right before a Rand Paul speech. But the Donald Trump picked up the energy. He picked up the energy, and we Ron Paul revolutionaries were packed into that crowd at CPAC. And Donald Trump said, you know, however much we may love Ron Paul, he said, he can't win. And our reaction as Ron Paul revolutionaries was we booed Donald Trump. Because he said our guy couldn't win. Remember, he ran again in 2012 against Mitt Romney, okay, another rhino, after he ran against John McCain. So
what?
Location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.